This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Angie is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Billy. What's up, Angie?
Hey, good morning. I am dealing with a Casper, guys. Help me.
Well, how long has it been since you've heard from Billy?
I mean, not that I'm counting, but 8 days.
8 days.
What is happening? It's been 8 days, and it was a really good first date.
Really? Okay, well, tell us about it.
Okay, so he and I matched on Tinder. So we immediately started talking, and then I gave him my phone number because I wanted to be a little ballsy. And we started texting, and we have really fun banter back and forth. He's smart and he's into fitness, and he's just seemed like a really good guy. I don't know. He was funny and had a good sense of humor. And that is what I want. I just am desperate for a guy with a good sense of humor. So he was like, okay, listen, I feel like we have good banter, and I'm nervous about meeting because, you know, when you do have good banter, who knows how you're going to feel when you see each other. So it was pressure off. Let's just bite the bullet and meet up in real life. So Billy chose a really nice restaurant, and I was like, okay, Billy. And then we started talking about everything, and it just felt like it was on the phone. It was just easy. There were no awkward pauses. It was just fun. And we were talking about our families, and I'm a big family girl. It means the world to me. Mm. And I was talking about how close I am because my dad passed away a few years ago.
I'm so sorry.
And thank you. Thank you for saying that. And it got my mom and I a lot closer, and I was saying, you know, she's my best friend and everything. And he was saying he's close with his family. If he wasn't a couple states away, he would see them more, but that he really loves them. And I don't know, it just was really good. And we walked afterwards and we got an ice cream, and then he walked me to my car. And then he did that slow hand reach and I got the butterflies in my stomach, and then he kissed me, and it was just oh, it was such a good kiss. It wasn't I'm going to jam my tongue in your throat. It was so soft and sweet. And I was just yes. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm really looking forward to hanging out again. This was really fun. And that was 8 days ago.
Have you tried to reach out?
No, because I don't want to look like a total loser. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did look on social media and I haven't looked at his stories, but I saw that he was posting, so I know he's not dead.
Okay.
You know, he's alive, but I don't know, did his fingers break and he can't text? What's happening?
I don't know, what's going on in his life?
Nothing. I mean, he's got a job. It's not anything major. He didn't say he had any events coming up.
So you haven't texted him at all?
No, I'm trying to be so good.
So are you ghosting him too?
No, because he had said that he was going to make the plan and reach out.
I get that.
Right? I did text after I got home, and I said, thank you so much. Tonight was really fun.
And did he respond to that?
And Yeah, he liked it.
He liked it. Just a thumbs up, not even
yeah,
a heart?
Yeah, like he gave a thumbs up.
Man, I hate when people give me thumbs up. Either give me a heart or nothing at all.
Really?
Yeah, because it just feels so like, I don't know. I'm not really paying attention to you. But anyway, that's okay. Maybe he's just, some people just do that. So, okay.
I mean, did anything happen during the date?
I don't think so. I mean, that's what I'm going back and forth in my mind. Like, did I say something dumb? Did I offend him at all? But I can't think of anything. Like, it just felt so easy. Like, I knew this guy and it was relaxed. And that's why I'm confused of why he wouldn't actually contact me.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date. Okay.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira hybrid mattress, named best hybrid mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Angie is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Billy. So we're about to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her, and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Angie, before we give him a call, why don't you refresh everybody's memory, though, about your wonderful evening with Billy?
Okay. Billy and I met on Tinder. We had an amazing first date. It's been 8 days. Easy. Like, it was fun and easy. I have not heard from him. I have no idea what's going on. He said that he was like looking for something. I said I was looking for something. Am I an idiot? And he was looking to just like make out. And then I didn't read the signs. I don't know what is happening.
Well, you didn't go all the way, though. So there's still some mystery there.
No, we had an amazing first kiss, though. And I am still thinking about it.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get you a second kiss.
Yes, please.
And maybe a third. I can't promise a fourth, but we'll see. All right. I'm about to dial this one up right now. You ready?
Okay, I'm nervous.
Hello?
May I speak to Billy, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Billy, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Billy. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh. Yeah.
creeping on you.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up?
you ever listen to the Jubal Show?
Yeah, this is so cool.
Have you ever heard a First Date Follow-Up before?
Yeah, I've actually listened to one or two.
How cool would it be if you were the star of one?
Is this about Angie?
Oh, yeah, wow. It is. Angie emailed us, told us about your date and stuff, and she's wondering why you're ghosting her. Can you tell us?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I feel really, really bad about ghosting Angie. She's amazing, and I had a really nice time. She was super nice and funny and cool and huge personality, made me laugh a lot. We weren't going to be physical right away, and I'm looking for long term. She was looking for that too. And it was like 99.9%. It was wonderful, honestly.
Okay.
That's pretty high, Billy.
Yeah. Okay. There's one thing though. Okay. And I feel bad about ghosting, but, I was talking about my parents on the date and, they're in another state and I was talking about why I moved here and my job. And she kept talking about her mom, like so much. Did she mention anything about a phone call?
She said her mom's her best friend.
Yes, definitely true. She was talking about her mom and the date was going very well. And then suddenly she's like, oh my gosh, wait, actually, let me just FaceTime my mom on this first date.
Oh.
Pulled out her phone. And then, I was on video with her mom on our first date.
Oh. Oh. Is that grounds for ghosting though, Billy? That seems a little extreme to me.
Yeah, okay. Her mom was nice and it was a little funny, but it was so weird. Like she did the entire intro thing, like, oh my God, this is Billy, Billy, tell my mom what you do for a living. And I was like basically being interviewed on a first date, which was just so fast. It was very, very intense.
Yeah, that does feel like a little bit much.
I mean, it definitely is. But is that still grounds for a ghosting, though? Because if it was 99.9 or whatever, that's excellent. And then that one little thing, you could just be like, listen, can mom stay out of the picture until we know what this is?
I know. Listen, I've been feeling really bad about ghosting. But again, it was just, I don't know why. It was just so weird. It was so much, so fast. We talked for a long time.
I feel like I would probably do the same thing.
Why?
It would just be so, I'd be like, whoa, she's moving way too fast. And I already, like, she called her mom and her mom kind of like a little interview with me on the first date. I wouldn't even want to continue it at all. I wouldn't even. I just would stop. I'd just be like, I'm going to back away from this slowly.
I just feel like they're probably just being
guys,
funny.
Oh. Hi, it's Angie.
Hey, Billy. Wow. Angie's on the phone listening.
Hi, Billy.
Oh, hi. Hey, Angie.
Okay, now that I'm hearing it out loud, it sounds crazy that I FaceTimed my mom. I'm so sorry. I think that was just like second nature. I grabbed the phone and like, because she is my best friend, I just sort of like turned the phone towards you. But now that you are saying it out loud, that seems like stage 5 crazy.
I don't even think it's that crazy. I'm sorry.
I know, but it's my mom and it was first date. And like, I'm just learning my relationship with her after my dad passing. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that. And I did not want you to be like,
No, I get that.
I'm so sorry. I wish that you would have like said something to me in the moment, but I'm sure that probably would have felt confrontational, but I'm so sorry. And I don't know. I don't know how to undo this. Billy, I'm sorry. I really like you.
I really like you too. And I'm sorry I ghosted, and I'm not trying to be rude. It was a weird thing and I didn't know how to deal with it, but thank you for your apology.
Yeah. And sorry we're doing this on the radio.
Do you need her mom to apologize too?
No.
Yeah, I'll have her write a letter.
Billy, would you be interested in a second date then? Would you like to go out with Andrew on another date? We'll pay for it.
I won't bring up my mom.
What if it's what if your mom goes? That'd be sweet.
No, guys, you're already
it's without
insane.
Your mom.
I promise.
If I could just get to see you and it's just the two of us, then yeah, deal. I'd be down.
Okay, good. But promise me that if anything happens, like, just talk to me. It's okay. You don't have to ghost.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Angie's going to get off the phone and call her mom right now and then put Billy on three-way.
Maybe she'll be listening to the call.
Congratulations. Angie got another date.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com. And make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.